Let's go to South Africa now. This is a story that we've been following along with for the last couple of weeks, and it's got to the point now where we want to get the latest on it. Cricket South Africa, certain journalists, certain commentators are disagreeing in their views with the way that the game is headed in South Africa, the administration and some of its policies and some of its decisions, to the point now where it's getting really, really messy. Pommy Mbangwa is a worldwide respected cricket commentator, a very good cricketer in his own right as well, and joins us here on SEN. Pommy, good morning and thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, morning, Nick. Morning, Jack. Well, it's nighttime over here, by the way.
I did figure that.
Kind of took some effort to say good morning.
Just give us a feel from your point of view and just the general feeling amongst cricket fans and the cricket media at the moment. I mentioned the term that it's starting to get messy. It does have that feeling about it now, doesn't it?
It's messy already. In terms of the general feeling from the public and from those who are related to or involved with cricket, I think there's a feeling of worry. And the worry is because whilst everybody knows that there seems to be a problem and there are problems that are sort of coming to the surface, the kind of depth of it all is unknown. We don't know. We don't know how much of a problem it is. We don't entirely know what all the problems are, but some of them have come to the surface, and the ones that have come to the surface, more than worrying, especially if we go into how things have been handled in the last sort of week or so.
Some of the names, Pommy, that have been mentioned as potentially having their media accreditation revoked: Firdaus Moonder, Neil Manthorpe, Kenneth Ball, and Telford Vyse, Stuart Hess. They're worldwide names in cricket journalism and some of the biggest names in South African cricket journalism as well.
Yeah, not alleged. It is true.
Yep.
It happened. Vyse got to various stadiums, certainly the Wanderers, and also in Cape Town at Newlands, and we're just covering the local Mzansi Super League, or trying to at the time, and learned that their accreditation had been cancelled. Now, that obviously caught everybody's attention, and through Twitter and various other media or social media sites, and then it moved along in the next sort of few hours and day, or and in the end, with all having been said and done, Cricket South Africa have even put out a media statement to say that they err in the way that they dealt with these journalists, and in actuality, they're trying to get them to come and speak to them. These journalists have refused this, by the way, and said, well, no, because these guys have our numbers, they have our email addresses, and they have tried to get in contact with us to say, come and speak to us. So what it smacks of is, we don't like what you're writing about us, so we're going to shut you down. It's terrible. Sponsors have been got and summoned Cricket South Africa, and I think that was yesterday, where Cricket South Africa was summoned to a chit-chat and went and had a chat with one of the major sponsors, who articulated that they did not like what they were seeing in the press and what was going on in front of all the public and the fans and so forth, and was tarnishing the game. It led subsequently to a statement from Cricket South Africa apologizing for what it had done and calling it a mishap in terms of the cancellation of the accreditation and an judgment in terms of how they've kind of dealt with everything. There's just a case of everybody wondering exactly how deep is the problem, where is it going and how is it going to be resolved. But there is a meeting and a general, I think it's an emergency, and have invited the media and have an open sort of questions and answers and discussion. They're also going to speak about the director of cricket.
Looks like we just got a bit of a problem with Pommy's phone there, Dale. So we might have to try and leave it there or see if we can get him back on the phone.